This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Obviously the number one insider in baseball. Of course, I am talking about ESPN's Jeff Passan, who is joining us right now here on Ben and Woods in San Diego. Jeff, good morning. It is great to have you on the program.
Gentlemen, I appreciate you buttering me up before taking me out at the knees.
Oh, no. I'm almost uncomfortable with some of these comments that we've collected for you. I don't know how we can even repeat them, so
I'll start.
Oh, I hope you get. I first need to thank Darren Smith for making 100% connection. Darren is the man, and while I did not go on with him often, and I'm sorry, Marty Caswell, for saying no as many times as I did, I always enjoy talking baseball with him because he knows the game, and we could have like what I thought were really intelligent conversations about baseball and where it is and where it's going and how it all ties back to San Diego. And trust me, there will be a lot of San Diego love, at least from my end, coming out in this conversation.
Well, I've got just one question. It's right from our YouTube chat, Jeff. The question is, Jeff, how dare you? How dare you? Your tweet on Friday night about Saturday night about little brother. And what did you say? Uh-huh. If you don't want to be treated like a little brother, don't act like one. And I saw it. I was all over Twitter that night. I ignored it. I ignored you. That's how much I respect it. I said, I'm not even going to wade in. I love Jeff Passan too much to do it. So explain yourself.
There's no explanation necessary. It's just the truth. And here's the problem, guys. Here's the problem. This team is not a little brother. Of what I have seen so far this postseason, I think the Padres are the best team left, actually. They have Michael King, and they have Yu Darvish, and they have Dylan Cease, and even without Musgrove, they have more pitching than Cleveland and Detroit. Let me go over the teams here. Probably more than the Mets, probably more than the Yankees, maybe more than the Royals, not quite with the Phillies, and absolutely more than the Dodgers. As we saw with their lineup last night, they hit 6 home runs in a playoff game. They have stars at the top and guys who are going to be stars in the middle, and a catcher who's a 9-hitter and has 3 home runs in 4 games. They can catch the ball. They are managed well. They're a really, really good team that is the epitome of not little brother. I think beyond that, and is it okay if I go on like a little bit of a little bit of a soapbox here?
Yes. And then okay. I'm going to retort, but go ahead.
All right. I wanted to talk to San Diego because I want to like further illustrate what I'm talking about. And I think what has made this rhetoric trading on my end is that I genuinely do not think of the fans that way either. Now, I haven't been to Petco since the revolution. I don't know if you guys read Alvin Gonzalez. If you don't, you should.
We do.
He's really good.
Saw him yesterday. Yep.
Covers the National League West. He writes great stories. He's phenomenal. What I've seen, though, and what I've been told by people who go there, is that outside of Citizens Bank Park and maybe inclusive of Petco Park is the best environment in baseball right now. And that, to me, illustrates that this team and these fans have gone through a wonderful evolution and grown this fan base and become the team of a city that I genuinely love. And that's the truth. I got married in La Jolla. I have no connection to San Diego other than I am a carpetbagger for like good weather and good restaurants and good vibes. And when I like a city, I wish it well, because I grew up in Cleveland, guys. I know what it's like to not have any championships. It's the worst. And what you do as a sporting fan in a city when you haven't won championships is you start looking at your teams like they're precious things, because they are. And when we have precious things, we do everything we can to defend them. And when what's special to us personally is out there, like, we have to recognize it may not be the same to everyone. And my job, right, like, my job is trying to figure out what interests the largest percentage
sure.
of the baseball watching population. And as much as I try, and truth be told, I probably try too hard, I cannot be everything to everyone. You guys have really good and diligent reporters in Dennis Lynn and Kevin Acey and AJ Cassavell. And you have shows like this that treat the Padres like what they should be, a team that can carry sports talk radio conversation. And at the end of the day, guys, here's what you have over everyone, and I mean like everyone else at this point. San Diego is a baseball town. There are not a lot of baseball towns left. Like St. Louis is a baseball town. I think New York maybe, and then Chicago maybe, Boston maybe, Cincinnati maybe. San Diego is undoubtedly a baseball town, and that right there should be enough to understand that all of these things others have called you in the past, that they don't apply now, so stop acting like it.
Sure. That's well said, man. And I'm talking to Jeff Passan here on Ben and Woods, and I'll retort just a little bit. I think, you know, what that didn't bother me. Like, you admiring Shohei Ohtani and his home run did not bother me at all. When I think the national media perpetuates, which you kind of did, the little brother narrative, it definitely stings. And I think, you know, turnabout being fair play, we have more success in the postseason than the recent Dodgers do. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've taken it to them. And I think what we don't see a lot of is that same sentiment about the Dodgers and their failures in the postseason on a national level. We hear a lot about the Padres. Uh-huh. We don't see a lot. All we hear in our Fairburg is, oh my God, what a move. Oh my God, Andrew Friedman. Oh my God, every move they make is so good. They haven't had a postseason starter go more than five innings since last night for like 16 starts in a row. Mookie Betts hasn't had a hit in 3 years or something. Uh-huh. And all we hear is how great they are, how special they are. They choke. They choke. They're chokers. No one says it. Nobody. You don't. You know, Jesse Rogers doesn't. Nobody says it. Everybody just talks about Andrew Friedman, how brilliant he is, Dave Roberts, how great he is. Nothing. Nothing. And I think that's what kind of bugs us, too. Like, if you're going to get us and you're going to bang us with little brother, you got to get them a little bit too. That's kind of all we're asking for, which may be a little bit of a little brother thing.
Listen to what you're doing now, though. Like, listen to what you're saying. Sure. You're saying the same thing that caused me to go on this in the first place, right? You are.
It's fair.
Just like, if you're gonna us, you got to them. Like, I'm gonna take you through my thought process before I typed out the words "little brother," because I should have acknowledged that that's pretty loaded, Jeff. Like, if you're going to drop that nuke, like, you better have earned it, and you better be careful with it. And I probably was not as much as I should have. But here's why it got me, because it reminded me of my son. And I love him so much. I do. I have a 17-year-old son, and I have a 12-year-old son. And when my 17-year-old son does something or gets to do something that the 12-year-old doesn't, the 12-year-old still says, "But why?"
Right.
And any sentence that starts with "but why" is a sentence that I don't want to hear finished, because I know it's going to be asking for equal time in equal ways. And I personally, like, you guys can sit here and call the Dodgers chokers all you want. I have too much respect for how difficult October baseball is to call anybody a choker, especially when you have teams that, like, change as much as they do year over year. Like, the Dodgers are not comprised of the same people they were 2 years ago, let alone five, let alone all these division titles that they haven't won. I will look at it and say that it has been an absolute failure by them to win championships.
Yeah, who's done
I'm
less with more?
That.
Who's done less with more than them?
The New York Yankees.
With more?
Well, same,
yeah,
at least,
when
yeah.
We're talking payroll, the Yankees have been there. Who's done less with more talent-wise? Yeah, I think that's probably fair, actually. And that's reasonable. Like, so here's how I would like San Diego fans to look at this, because I, you know, despite what you see on Twitter, like, I think I am a pretty positive an optimistic and thoughtful person.
You are.
And going back to like how we want the world to see things that we hold dear, when someone comes in and says something that's like rude, sorry guys, but it may have a kernel of truth.
Right.
It kind of digs under your skin.
Of course.
Here's the kernel, right? Your team is not the little brother. Your fan base is not the little brother. But the segment of people who are looking for equal time with the Dodgers are exhibiting some little brother behavior there. And this will be hard to hear, but I screw it. I do that. The Dodgers guys have decades of history. They have Jackie Robinson. They have Sandy Koufax. They have the Duke. They have Drysdale and Fernando. And, yes, even Kershaw. They have 6 World Series rings. The general interest in the Dodgers exceeds that of the Padres for now. And in the same vein, like, Ohtani's the biggest baseball star in the world. I'm going to post about him a lot. And I'm going to do the same with Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt and Jackson Merrill, who, like, by the way, I have addressed his awesomeness multiple times this season. And if Tatis keeps playing this way and the Padres have compelling games in advance and, like, make a deep run, I promise you that they will get the coverage and compliments that they have earned. And it's in the meantime, though, and this is where I wanted to get ultimately, you guys need to relish this.
We are.
There's something really wonderful going on in your town right now. And if others are not recognizing that to the level that they should, they're the ones who are missing out. Remember, if the Padres become like the national sensation, then your little secret, this thing that you obsess over day after day, will be different. And that's good, right? Like that's what you want. That's what you want for the players, for the team, for the city, like the love and recognition you believe they deserve. It is akin to the band that you knew before it blew up.
Of course.
When it goes big, you're happy that others got to hear them, but you're also proudest that you knew them before anyone else did.
Jeff, I want to add one thing. We got Jeff Passan on from ESPN, and I'm a lifelong San Diegan, and I understand. You explain that very well, where you're coming from. What I kind of want to push back on is that so many people in the national media look at San Diego and L.A., and they think Southern California, that you're in the same family.
Uh-huh.
They're not. Uh-huh. Forget geography.
I know.
San Diego and Los Angeles are worlds apart. I felt it just, you know, driving back and forth from the games this weekend. It's just a different culture. It's as different as Boston and New York, maybe even more different. Honestly, you couldn't have two more different markets in baseball near each other, but we're not related. We're not brothers. Yeah, the Dodgers have had more resources, more success in their history. In that sense, they are more accomplished than the Padres. So, yes, the Padres have a lot of ground to make up on the Dodgers, but we're not in the same family at all.
Yeah. Nope.
At all. And I think people outside of Southern California don't realize that we're not this one big community. When the Chargers left San Diego for Los Angeles, it wasn't, oh, they're just going a few miles away. People love that.
Mm-hmm.
No, that would be like the Boston Red Sox moving to New York.
Yeah.
No one would cheer for them anymore. It would be the biggest story in the history of sports if that happened. And that's, no one seems to understand that outside of our particular region, I feel.
I think that's reasonable, and I think that geography plays a big part in that. You know, when you're ignorant about a culture and an area, you tend to think that, well, I mean, like, guys, I live in Kansas, so you want to talk about the willingness and ability to stereotype. I do not live on a farm. You know, it's like that. But
you love,
but
you don't love corn in every single meal you eat?
No. I don't love corn. Like, no. Corn is too much corn. But I think a large segment of the population looks at California as one gigantic woke liberal entity. Right? Like, that is how California has been painted. So what difference is there between San Diego and Los Angeles. I can't sit here and suggest that the ignorance of people is anything that I would ever like be interested in spending my time trying to discern.
Sure.
Like that's what this all goes back to. You guys have something great right now. So who gives a damn about anyone or anything else? It's like, I think the people of San Diego have an opportunity right now. You are going to have a primetime national television audience to sell Petco Park as being the best place to watch a baseball game in the world right now. I remember, like, over the past few years, seeing Citizens Bank Park become this. And that happened because of two things. The atmosphere there that you could see and you could almost feel, and a lack of incidents. What happened last night at Dodger Stadium was abhorrent.
Yeah.
And I don't care if Fernando Tatis is dancing or Jerickson Profar is tossing the ball into the stands, whatever, like, dumb excuse you want to make up, you don't throw anything at players. It is loser behavior. And, I worry about the Dodgers fan base being looked at as losers because the actions of few. That's what San Diegans need to avoid. Every group has its insecurities.
Oh, of course.
The best thing you can do as fans is be loud the entire game. Do not take pitches off. Do not fight. Do not throw things. Yell all you want. Keep it clean. Be clever. Act like you've been there before and show the world that you have arrived, because you, as a fan base in San Diego, have earned the respect of everyone around the game for growing the way that you have.
That's really well said. And yeah, throwing stuff on the field and all that, that's truly, truly little brother behavior. Little brother behavior.
It is. That is the truth. Hell yes. Absolutely.
You're the man, dude. Thank you for coming on with us.
You're still getting roasted in our chat. Do you want some of these comments before you go?
Do I want it? I mean, listen. The one with me standing on the box yesterday, yeah. Like, trust
well,
me,
yeah.
Like,
that's your soapbox, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I will go after people, but what I get got,
it's
I
yeah. We have very clever listeners. We call them our tier ones. They're not all short jokes. Joey says Jeff Passan always looks low key wet. I don't know if that's
like
just
your
hair product or what's going on there.
used to be more than that, but I've learned like the beauty of the blow dryer lately. So I'm not coming in quite as wet as I used to.
Jeff's been reading the headlines, or Jay's been reading the headlines. He says, "Hey Jeff, Shams would never diss Padres fans."
Oh, no!
All right, you're staying in Major.
We can't lose you.
As mad as I was, I very much want you to stay in Major League Baseball. Very much. Just so you know. Get that on record.
Fred, thank you. I appreciate that. For the record, 5'9", not a big guy. My 6'1" son, when he's feeling himself and when I ask him to do something like take out the trash, will stand over me.
Oh, my God.
Look down. And just say 5'9" and walk away. So trust me, guys, whatever you say to me, it cannot be as hurtful as your child emasculating you about your height. I am immune to everything else. So send your best at me. It will not be worse than that. And before I go, guys, Jesse Agler, the Incorporator, defenestrate.
We've exhausted the English language for Jesse, and he nails it every time.
I have backups.
Okay.
Promulent.
Okay, the fake Simpsons word. I love that one. That's a good one. We haven't done that one yet.
I like onomatopoeia. Could we do boing?
Boing.
Boing.
That's a great one. How about that? Boing.
Boing.
All right.
Jeff, thanks.
And then one in honor of the San Diego fan who originally came at me, nincompoop.
Nincompoop, thank you. You're the man.
All
dude.
In the
thanks
rotation now.
On.
Jeff, appreciate
we did,
it.
We did do defenestration.
Oh, yeah, you want defenestration. You, Paul's got it for you.
I've got it if you want to hear it,
yeah,
Jeff.
Quick, yeah, check it quickly.
Please.
Philadelphia, of course, a beautiful and historic city, particularly when it comes to American history.
is Election Day here today. And politics in this state, very much a gloves-off kind of blood sport, as I guess it always has been. 1-2, reach for, poked up the middle to his left. The shortstop, Stott, has it, bobbles it, loses it, and Hosmer will reach to start the inning. Another one that could go either way in terms of infield hit or error, and it will be an infield single for Eric Hosmer. Leadoff man aboard for the Padres in the eighth inning. And while it's not quite maybe the way it was in the 18th century here, with the defenestration of the British and the tarring and the feathering and all of that, but they still take it very, very seriously. All the news.
He's a legend. He's a legend. Thank you, man.
That's so good.
Thank you for
Gentlemen,
coming on.
Thank you for having me
on.
I appreciate it very much.
Can we have you on again at some point?
Hell yeah.
All right.
As long as you stay out of the NBA.
Good way to pressure him.
No one here cares about the NBA.
Yeah, we do.
You know.
I mean, we know you do.
I love the G League. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it very much.
Jeff Passan, ESPN MLB insider and legendary guest this morning on Ben and Woods.
I loved that.